Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Sunniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Sunniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Dushman ko paigham suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Tan man dhan sab kuch lutwaya. Tan man dhan sab kuch lutwaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Jhangvi ka tu mission suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Jhangvi ka tu mission suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1:45 p.m., 1:50 p.m. Today being the 23rd of Safar 1446, corresponding to the 28th of August 2024. I hope that everyone is in the best of health. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As we were discussing yesterday, I said that, you know what, we haven't been doing any recipes from today, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, we haven't did. So we're going to start with the recipes now. But if you want to send in any of your recipes, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in your recipes. Or if you want any recipes that we can ask the listeners, you can send it on those numbers. Okay, so inshallah, we're going to be starting off with this first recipe. And it is titled Nando's Chicken Strips. And we give credit to it was shared by Sister Khadija Desai, tried and tested by Sumi. So inshallah, we give credit to these particular people who were tried and tested and the recipe shared. So inshallah, let's begin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So first, you're going to have 500 gram of chicken strips. 500 gram chicken strips. Then you're going to heat a non-stick skillet. Heat a non-stick skillet and add some butter and oil and some oil. Heat a non-stick skillet and add butter and some oil. Then you're going to take a little onion, a small onion. Then you're going to braise it for a few minutes. A little onion. You're going to braise it for a few minutes. And then you're going to add the following and cook on medium heat. You're going to add a little onion, braise for minutes, and then add the following and cook on medium heat. You're going to add the drained chicken strips. You're going to add the drained chicken strips. Then you're going to add 2 tablespoons of chopped garlic. 2 tablespoons of chopped garlic. half a teaspoon of paprika, half a teaspoon of paprika, half a teaspoon of chili powder, half a teaspoon of chili powder, half a teaspoon of Cajun spice, C-A-J-U-N, Cajun spice, half a teaspoon of Cajun spice, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of aromat, 1 teaspoon of aromat, 1 freshly ground black pepper, 2 squirts of lemon juice, 2 squirts of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of Peyronie's, 1 tablespoon of Peyronie's, and 1/4 cup of fresh cream. So let me give that ingredients again. 500 gram of chicken strips. Then you're going to heat a non-stick skillet and add butter and some oil. Then you're going to add a little onion, braise for minutes. Add a little onion and braise for minutes. And then you're going to add the following and cook on medium heat. Add the drained chicken strips. Add the drained chicken strips. 2 tablespoons of chopped garlic. 2 tablespoons of chopped garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of paprika. 1/2 teaspoon of paprika. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of Cajun spice. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of aromat. 1 teaspoon of aromat. A freshly ground black pepper. Freshly ground black pepper. 2 squirts of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of Peyronie's. And 1/4 cup of fresh cream. Those are the ingredients that you need for that chicken strips, Nando's chicken strips, right? Then the method, you're going to keep stirring the chicken. Keep stirring the chicken. And you're going to cook for about 10 minutes. Keep stirring the chicken. And you're going to cook for about 10 minutes. You're going to cook for about 10 minutes till you see it's still creamy. Till you see it's still creamy. Then you're going to remove it from the stove. So you're going to keep stirring the chicken and cook for about 10 minutes till you see it's creamy. Then you're going to remove it from the stove. And then you're going to add 4 tablespoons. You're going to add 4 tablespoons. Of Nando's medium peri peri sauce, 4 tablespoons of Nando's medium peri peri sauce, or whichever sauce you prefer. Then you're going to boil 2 cups of Aunt Caroline rice with salt. Ain't no one last ever heard that word. Boil 2 cups of Aunt Caroline rice with salt and 2 chicken stock cubes. One tablespoon of chopped garlic and turmeric. 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic and turmeric. And you're going to drizzle oil of the a drizzle of oil, and then you're going to drain it aside. Now you're going to prepare the vegetables for the rice. In a large non-stick pot, you're going to add the following. You're going to add ghee and some oil. Then you're going to add 1 small chopped red onion, 2 tablespoons of crushed garlic, 2 tablespoons of crushed garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic, 1 tablespoon of ginger and garlic, 1 tablespoon of Suji's green masala, 1 tablespoon of Suji's green masala. Then you're going to braise all of this together on medium heat. But do not allow the garlic to burn. Then you're going to add the following vegetables to the onions. You're going to add 1 cup of frozen mixed veggies. Or 1/2 cup of sweet corn or peas. Then you're going to add 1/2 cup of chopped robot peppers. 1/2 cup of robot peppers. Chopped robot peppers. Then you're going to add these spices to the veggies and braise. 1 tablespoon of aromat. 1 tablespoon of spice for rice. 1 tablespoon of spice for rice. 1 teaspoon of Cajun spice. 1 teaspoon of Cajun spice. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 3 squirts of lemon juice. 3 squirts of lemon juice. 3 tablespoons of Perinese or mayo. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of salt and freshly ground black pepper. Now you're going to cook all of this together on medium heat with 1/2 cup. For about 10 minutes. going to cook all of this on medium heat with half a cup for about 10 minutes before the veggies dry out. Before the veggies dry out, you must add 3 tablespoons. Add 3 tablespoons of Nando's white mild garlic sauce. You're going to add 3 tablespoons of Nando's white mild garlic sauce. Then you're going to add 3 tablespoons of Nando's medium peri-peri sauce. Add 3 tablespoons of Nando's medium peri-peri sauce. Then you're going to switch the stove off. Then you're going to mix everything together. Taste for salt and chilies as per your family. Now you're going to add your drained rice. Give it a good stir. Ensure that the veggies and the rice are well mixed together. You can add a little bit of dhania. And add a little water and steam for 5 minutes to set aside. And that, my dear respected listeners of America Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is your Nando's chicken strips. And Nando's chicken strips. You know, it's going to take me a week and maybe more to try out all the recipes since the time we started. To try all these recipes. So inshallah, we're going to start it one day. One day we're going to start it, inshallah. If you have any other recipes that you would like to send, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84786 3132. Got a message that salams, half a cup of what? I think it's water. Add half a cup. Add half a cup. So you're going to cook all this on medium heat with half a cup of water. Apologies for that. Half a cup of water for about 10 minutes before the veggies dry out. So that was the, I might have missed it out, please make me muff. Half a cup of water and leave it for about 10 minutes before the veggies dry out. And then you're going to add the 3 tablespoons of Nando's white mild garlic sauce and 3 tablespoons of Nando's medium peri-peri sauce. And then you're going to switch off. So if you want this recipe or any other recipes we did share on our show, you can send your messages on the following number, 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84786-3132. We're going to go for a small nasheed break, and inshallah after that we will be doing our discussion with myself and Maulana Zahir Khan.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
And we return to our show. And it's just gone 28 minutes past 12 Central African time. You know, it's something that nobody speaks about. They speak about it, but they don't speak about it that often. We're just going to be waiting for our Hazrat Maulana Zahid Khan to join us, inshallah. I think, Maulana, this is a very good topic that we need to speak about, and it's a lot of prevalence in Islam and also with regards to the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is to respect the woman. The women folk are underappreciated in every aspect of what they do. In this day and age, we hear of many people taking their mothers and putting them in an old age home. When you were growing up, okay, leave that there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, that Ya Allah, the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Surah 14, verse 41. There's a dua in the Quran, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Ya Allah, you have mercy unto my parents just as though they showed mercy unto me. I stand to be corrected with regards to the verse in the ayat. I'm just going to double check it, and then inshallah I will just confirm. Surah 14 verse 41. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayani saghira is correct. So we should, our parents when we were growing up, they taught us how to, they used to walk, we used to hold our finger and used to walk with us and teach us how to walk. We never know how to walk. And you know, the biggest achievement was when you said your first word. That was the biggest achievement. And when they used to see us standing up and attempting to walk, even if we stood up for like a millisecond or 2 seconds, they were over the moon, because why, my child is learning to walk now. When the child holds their mother's hand or their father's hand and walk, the parent has so much love. And there's a different bond between parent and a child. You know, they say a father's favorite would be the daughter, and the mother's favorite would be the son. In many cases, it's like that, or it could be the other way around. That I know in my case, you know, my father and I'm not saying that my mother doesn't look after me or there's no communication. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala grant my mother a long, healthy, wealthy, long life with afia and good health, inshallah. But my father, marhum father, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, he was a man who was very, I think as the time grew, he had a lot of hikmah and a lot of wisdom. And he would tell me things, he would make me understand, but he used it in such a way. He used to tell me things in such a way that we were understanding at that point. But my father and I, we were more like best friends. We were like brothers. Like whenever we used to walk in the streets or go for namaz or salah, and the people, if they saw us, you know, for a new musalli seen us for the first time, they'd be like, is this your brother? So my father was a very jovial person. He'd say, yeah, yeah, this is my younger brother. After that, he'd say, no, this is my son. And there was a lot of openness with my father and I, alhamdulillah. So in that way, when you, like we just said, I moved off topic, I was supposed to speak about women, but in the parents as a whole, right? We need to look after them, because when we were growing up, they held our hand. We were frail. We never had that energy. Then we got about 5, 6. Now once we're walking and going to school, you know, we're still under our parents' care. Then we hit that adolescent age. Now we think we're too big for our boots. We want to tell them what to do. They are growing older. But they don't, just like when you were young, you didn't know how to hold a spoon. You didn't know how to hold a spoon. But when they are asking you a simple thing as to how to do this and how to do that, you want to use the same tongue that taught you how to speak. You want to be harsh with them. Molana, are you with us, Molana? Hold on, Molana, you speak sometime, I don't hear him.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Molana, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah, all well, your side?
Alhamdulillah, shukr. Molana, I was speaking, just telling the listeners about such a prevalent topic. I mean, every topic we speak about is a very, it has awareness in our community. But one that is also very ripe in our community, Molana, is the discardment of our parents.
Gee.
You know, some people, when they get to that age, and the children, they say, you know what, I can't look after my mother, I can't look after mommy. I can't look after daddy. And what is the best option? The siblings want to make decisions for the parents. And they say, you know what, let's just put them in an old age home. We'll see them on a weekend to see if they need anything. They got caregivers to look after them. But Molana, Yes, I gave a verse earlier in the show, right? If I stand to be corrected, Surah 14, verse 41, Mawlana, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira.
Chi?
Is that correct?
Which verse?
Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira.
Let's just check it up.
Because I was saying that, you know, when we were growing up, we were very frail and did not know anything. And yet our parents, who never get gray for nothing, taught this to us. Now we want to use the same tongue. Mm. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not use the tongue that taught you how to speak sharply. Mm. And Quran even said, don't even say oof to your parents.
True. So yeah, for the dua, chapter 17, Suratul Isra, and verse 23-24.
So that's the Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira.
Chi.
Okay. Apologies to the listeners.
What reference you gave?
I said, do forgive my parents as they had mercy unto me.
Mm. The reference?
The Surah 14, verse 41.
Let's check if it's there.
Surah Ibrahim, that's Rabbana Kfili Wali Walideya.
Gee, so that's the other dua you can make for parents as well. Rabbi Kfili Wali Walideya.
So I just got a bit confused with the two.
Gee.
But
both duas are for parents, so you can use both. Gee.
Yes, I was saying about the old age home, and you know, we were growing up, and the same parent that taught us. I know I'm just kind of repeating myself here, but imagine that the person goes and thinks about this year, and it actually comes into their mind and the siblings' minds that you want to actually put your parent into an old age home where you can make that khidmah. You can take the du'as, because once one of your parents passes away, the doors of rahmah, the doors of forgiveness have closed, the one door. You still have time to make du'a, to take that blessing from either one of them. Because once they both close their eyes and once they both have passed away, the only being that you can actually go and make du'a is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But When you go to your parent and say, Ya Ummi, Ya Abi, make dua for me.
Mm.
They will make that dua for you. And the purest love is your parents' love. Because why? They want to see you progress and be better than them.
Gee, 100%. So our parents, which have, if you take your mother, how much of difficulty she goes through just to have you. And you can never ever fulfill the rights of parents. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal recognizes this. And of course, He created us. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan is created weak. And certain times, Allah Azza wa Jal knows that all times Allah is the know of everything. But certain times, we cannot fulfill the due rights. If you take the rights of your children, if you take the rights of your family members, so you can fulfill it, you can say you can improve it, you can say I'm going to start doing it, and you can work towards it, and it's accomplishable. But when it comes to the rights of parents, you can't do it. Fulfilling the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can anyone do it? Nobody can do it. Allah Azza wa Jal recognizes, knows this. That's why it says to us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. You make Durood Sharif, you recite Durood Sharif, send salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what's Durood Sharif? Durood Sharif is you asking Allah to fulfill or to grant peace and happiness and all that is the best to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you can't do it. Similarly, our parents, we can never ever do it. So Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us the dua, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. That's chapter 17, Surah 17, verses 3 and 4. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. O our beloved sustainer, you have mercy upon them just the way that they had when they were growing us up. When they raised us up when we were little, they had that compassion, that mercy upon us. In the like manner, you have mercy upon them. You are actually saying, I can't fulfill this right. Ya Allah, you do it for me. I can't fulfill this right. Ya Allah, you do it for me. A person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not no ordinary person. This is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu anhu, faqihu hadhihi al-ummah. He comes to Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is the narrator of the hadith. He says, Sa'altu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala, which is the most beloved of actions to Allah Azza wa Jal. This teaches us something. When you're in company of the pious people, don't waste time. Make sure that you engage, you ask them something. And pious people, they get happy when you ask them a question sincerely, and you're interested in doing something, and they know the answer because they know that answer is going to perhaps ignite this avenue towards goodness, and there is a share for them in there. Ad-deen al-nasiha, deen is not just advice, it is well-wishing. That's an-nasiha, well-wishing. So when you see that this here is an avenue for this person to come out of darkness and to come into the light, a true believer, any believer, doesn't have to be a scholar, doesn't have to be an alim, a believer will be happy. Haji Suleiman, how happy doesn't it make you to know that one person, whenever it may be, that this person yesterday was a non-Muslim, today accepted Islam?
It brings joy to the heart because you know that Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayat, and nobody forced. And the beauty about Islam, Maulana, is that we don't go to a person and say, you know what, you winner, you're going to burn in hell if you don't come to Islam. Yes, we give them nasiha, we give them advice, we tell them the beauty about Islam. We also tell them that these are the conditions, this is what you can do, what you can do, what you can't do. And it's totally up to them as the individual. And so many people, Maulana, in the United States, Europe, all these non-Muslim countries are turning towards Islam because now they are actually doing, in inverted commas, if I say, tafsir. And they're going into each chapter and they're looking at the verses. Like, for example, the famous one that we always see is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the pulsating star. Wasama'i wa-tariq. And they go and look at the meaning and the translation of the surah Wasama'i wa-tariq. And the scientists have only found out now, right, that deep in space, that there's a pulsating star and it's like a knocking noise. And Quran describes the pulsating star as someone who is knocking. And if I'm not mistaken, Maulana, the word tariq means to knock or a knocker. And that sound that the pulsating star gives off is like a knocking noise. And through Quran Sharif, that the non-Muslims are turning to Islam and they are accepting the oneness, and they say that Islam speaks so highly in the Quran about the woman, that the woman have been raised up to such a status. And in this day and age, the women have been put down so badly, they're looking for a way to be protected. And when they turn to Quran and Islam and they find that, you know what, this is the true religion, then all of them, they are starting to accept Islam. And Islam, by statistics saying, that is the fastest growing religion in the world.
So Suratul Tariq.
Surat Tariq, Jimulana.
Wassama'i wa Tariq. The meaning, I swear by the sky and the night comer. So the oath is by the sky and the stars. And in this surah, Allah Azza wa Jal asserts that he has assigned a guardian angel to every human being who watches over his deeds and actions. So this is all accurate, immediate record is kept, and all of this takes place, and on the day of reckoning, all those secrets will be revealed. Allah Azza wa Jal takes an oath on all of these things to show that this year he takes an oath to honor something. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need to take an oath, but that oath is to honor that which is the oath has been taken upon. So in various creations you see that this year, where you said about the stars, it normally disappears during the day and it comes, appears at night. At-Tariq, it comes. So the night comer. So when the night appears, you see the stars. So that's the meaning. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالطَّارِقُ. And what do you know about the night comer? And Allah Azza wa Jal then mentions, النَجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ. النَجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ. And النَجْم, there we have it, Surah An-Najm means a star. An-Najm is a star. And the word An-Najmu, the piercing star. An-Najmu Thaqib. Therefore, it may be applied to any star. And some commentators it say it refers to a specific star. And they quote certain other specimens of the Arabic speech to confirm the argument. Nonetheless, the word Thaqib means the piercing brightness, that star that is piercing. So, Haji Suleiman, as you've said, that so many things, so many avenues. Just now we were listening to this here, and I'll just play it here. Imagine a Jew, and you know they have this two tails, or I don't know what's the resemblance of this. Maybe someone can send us the research why they have this. You know, they have those tails on their hair. Plaited,
or the one on the side, or the one on the side.
Yeah. So imagine this Jew is telling us about the Muslims, and he is saying how just the Muslims are. And when we speak about, you are saying about people are looking at Islam because the answer to parents, recently a complaint from a non-Muslim, and he said, you know what? I'm not a Muslim. I'm not interested in Islam also. But one thing I really love about Islam is the amount of respect that is stressed in the Quran Sharif with regards to children, to their parents. And this year he says, if there was, so I said, why didn't you accept Islam? He said, no, it's just difficult for me. But on this basis here, I'm very happy. So Allah Azza wa Jal grant him tawfiq, inshallah, in the future to accept. But listen to this Jew, what he says about the Muslims.
For my family, my mother was not married yet, she was a child. And she told me that they were all scared to the second floor. And the owner of the house took a sword and he stood by the gate. So these people came to kill the Jews. And Mister, we have nothing against you. You're Muslim. Stay in the side. We'd like only to get the Jews there. You know what did he tell them? On my dead body. You have to kill me first, then you kill the Jews. He didn't have anything to lose. He could have told them, go inside, kill them. I don't care. You know what he told them? These are my children. These are my children. I asked my mother, he said that? She said, yeah, he didn't allow them. He stood with a sword that you have to kill me first. Because there's a tradition by the Muslims. If someone was as a real guest, the Muslim would give his life for you. That was a Jewish life with the Muslims. That's the Zionists would like to erase. Says, no, there was no such thing. But this fact can be ignored? Is this fact can be denied? La samah Allah. God forbid.
So that's from coming from a Jew, and he is mentioning all of this. That's why you say when it comes to the Jews, Laysu Sawa, they're not all the same. There are those who are, you have to exclude them, and they recognize that Muslims for who they are. And they don't have to go through all of this changing, manipulating, adulterating to give the image that Muslims are bad. Haji Suleiman, let's ask you a question. If the Palestinians today, just say, Netanyahu and all of them, they are demolished, and now the rest of the Jews, now just say, inshallah, it's going to happen like this, that the Palestinians, with Gaza as their home base, their home, they say now, okay, we've got power, the rest, the whole, basically, all of their, whatever strength that they built up, it all is now to the ground. Muslims are in charge now. What do you think? Now there's the remainder of those settlers there. What do you think the Palestinians will do? If they have to get, inshallah, they're going to gain charge. And we'll see then also what they will do to those who even oppress them. Will they be just or not?
Mawlana, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kind to the slaves and to the captives. He did not torture them, nor did he kill them.
Hmm.
So, from what I understand from the Palestinians' iman, that they will follow the way of the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will treat them with respect and look after them. Mawlana, there were so many images and videos coming out. The difference between how a Palestinian prisoner was treated in an apartheid Israeli jail, whereas an apartheid Israeli treated in a Palestinian prison. And he said it was chalk and cheese because the Palestinians came out happy, they were looked after, you know, they were well taken care of. Rather, a Palestinian that came out of the apartheid Israeli jail had to go through so much of counseling because of the trauma that they went through, the beating, the rape, even men and women, Mawlana. You know, they were subjected to such torture that the Palestinians had to come back. When they came out, they had to go for counseling, basically, because of the trauma and the PTSD that they had. That's the difference between the Palestinians' iman and these Zionists.
Exactly. Noa Argamani, she is an Israeli woman. She was held captive by Hamas. And this was in June. She said, when she came out, she said that her injuries were caused by an Israeli airstrike during her rescue operation and not by a Hamas attack. This is Noa Argamani. She said, remember, she was a Hamas. She was held captive by Hamas, the Mujahideen, the just Mujahideen. And when she came out, she said her injuries were caused not by Hamas's attack, but it was caused by the rogue Israeli airstrike. And she then clarified that she was not beaten or she did not have her hair shaved by Palestinian Mujahideen. This was confirmed not by our reports, Israeli media reports. And she said further she was perturbed at what the Israeli media did. It's same like you get these Islamic organizations. Haji Suleiman, you know, it's recently someone passed away. And now, because Allah forbid, Allah protect us, that we go there and it's just now about my organization and I want to. You lose your feelings also. You lose your emotions. And someone sent a message as well addressing this issue that do not come to our houses just to broadcast your messages and to broadcast your organization. You're basically using us for your media propagation. So why do we have to do that? And they said the family was totally in a state of despair and you are coming and you are wanting to video and interview. This is not the time for it. Family members have complained about this. So we've lost all these feelings. But here we say to you that nonetheless, Israeli media had covered this here. And they said that she cannot ignore what happened over the past 24 hours, taking her words out of context, just to suit the rogue Israeli agenda. So from this, how much don't we learn that even you look at the Mujahideen of the Taliban, when they now, I don't know if you remember that time, Suleiman, but that was one of the moments which I really enjoyed reporting news, because you couldn't keep up. It was just one city after the next, one province after the next. You just see the next time, this next three provinces. And the US soldiers, they were just running helter-skelter for freedom. But even then, when they took power, they didn't take revenge. Remember this, the Quran Sharif teaches us this. If you take Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam, from the darkness, the depth of the well, he comes out and he's at the top. The brothers then come to him and say that, look, they couldn't even recognize him when he's at the top. He recognized them, they couldn't recognize him. And afterwards, when it's confirmed and everything is settled, the brothers feel bad and they come to him and they say that, forgive me, forgive us. Yusuf alayhi salam responds and says, There's nothing on your behalf. You did nothing. This was Shaitan who ignited all of this. He forgives them and turns the attention towards Shaitan. He was the one. You don't stress. So from this we take so many lessons. That even when you are in power, do not forget your status that Allah Azawajal has given you and where you came from. And now when you're dealing with those who have done so much to you, treat them with kindness. Perhaps they will also accept Islam. This we take lesson as well. It is Sayyida Juwayriya radiallahu anha. And she is the beloved wife of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why we say Ummul Mu'mineen. When she embraces Islam, she was held as a captive. She was held captive and then she embraces Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam marries her. And when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum also hear of this, they say, how can we keep captives of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wife, Ummul Mu'mineen? As a result, all that they had as prisoners, they also freed them. This is the Islam, basically. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, understanding. And yes, make dua for our parents constantly, whether they are alive, passed away, constantly try. We can never do justice, nor do they want us. They are two people in the world, your mother and your father. They get upset when you try to do for them. They just want to do for you. And when you try to do for them, they get upset. But doesn't mean that we should stop trying. When they are in need, you try to look and search, what is it that they need? And you go and you try to assist them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khairan, Mulana, for those inspiring words. May Allah Ta'ala grant you everything of the best for dini, dunya wal akhirah.
Amen.
And we shall speak tomorrow, inshallah, and we'll discuss, we'll come up with a topic, inshallah. We'll discuss what topic we'll have for tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, Mulana. Barakallah feek.
Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was our beloved Mulana Zaid Khan. And we'd like to say jazakallah khairan to all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is where we come to the end of our show. And inshallah, we're going to be going now for the Dhuhr Azan. And thereafter will be Mufti A.K. Hussain Sahab with the live tafsir and then the archives from 1:30 to 2 to 3 will be Mulana Haji Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the Q&A repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be Maulana Zahir Mangera, and then 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir Surah Ma'idah, verse 12. Then it'll be 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Dawood Sidat, and 8 to 9 will be Medical Files with Maulana Musa Lahir, and then 9 to 10 will be the Youth Matters with Mufti Ubaidullah Ibrahim of Port Elizabeth. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.